It's voting day, New West. Residents of New Westminster are heading to the polls today for BC's general local elections. With voting day upon us, we're refreshing this list of what you need to know to vote in New West, with information courtesy of the City of New Westminster Voters Guide. Check out the information here and make your decision so we can break New Westminster's long-standing streak of lousy voter turnout for civic elections. Who am I voting for? You'll be casting your ballot for one mayor, six councillors and seven school board trustees. You can cast your vote for any number of candidates up to the maximum of available spots. You do not have to vote for a full six council candidates or a full seven school trustee candidates. In New Westminster in 2022, there are three candidates running for mayor, 12 candidates running for city councillor, and nine running for school trustee. Who's running for mayor in New Westminster? You can choose one of three candidates: Ken Armstrong, New West Progressives; Patrick Johnston, Community First New West; and Chuck Puchmeyer, Independent. Find out more. Ken Armstrong. Candidate Q&A and video interview: Patrick Johnston. Candidate Q&A and video interview: Chuck Puchmeyer. Candidate Q&A and video interview: Who's running for City Council in New Westminster? Daniel Ampong. Independent Karima Budwani. New West Progressives: Ruby Campbell. Community First New West: Chinu Das. Community First New West: Rick Folka. New West Progressives: Daniel Fontaine. New West Progressives: Tasha Henderson. Community First New West: Barakat Kabid. Community First New West: Jai Lee McCarthy. New West Progressives: Jamie McAvoy. Community First New West: Paul Minhas. New West Progressives: Nadine Nakagawa. Community First New West: Who's running for school board in New Westminster? Mark Andres. Community First New West: D. Beattie. Community First New West: Kathleen Carlson. New West Progressives: Danielle Connolly. New West Progressives: Gurveen Dhaliwal. Community First New West: Teo Dobre. New West Progressives: Maya Russell. Community First New West: Elliot Slynn. Community First New West: Cheryl Sluis. Community First New West: When can I vote? General voting day is Saturday, October 15th. When polls are open from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Advance voting and vote-by-mail options, which were available to residents this year, are now closed. Where do I vote in New Westminster? On general voting day, you can vote in person at any of the 15 polling stations in New Westminster. You do not have a designated polling station. You can choose whichever location is most convenient for you. Queen Elizabeth Elementary School, Gym, 921 Salter Street; Connaught Heights Elementary School, Gym, 2201 London Street; Lord Tweedsmuir Elementary School, Gym, 1714 8th Avenue; Lord Kelvin Elementary School, Gym, 1010 Hamilton Street; Street Barnabas Anglican Church, Parish Hall, 1010 5th Avenue; Century House, Douglas, Fur Rooms, 628th Street; Fraser River Middle School, Gym, 800 Queens Avenue; Anvil Center, Main Floor, 777 Columbia Street; Queens Avenue United Church, Gym, 529 Queens Avenue. Key Kite Elementary School, Gym, 85 Merivale Street; Herbert Spencer Elementary School, Gym, 605 2nd Street; Glenbrook Middle School, Gym, 701 Park Cress, FW. Howay Elementary School, Gym, 91 Courtney Cress, SQO. Weck Elementary School, Gym, 331 Richmond Street; Sapperton Pensioners Hall, Basement, 318 Keary Street. What do I need to take with me to vote? Take your personalized voter's card, which you should have received in the mail in late September or early October, an ID with you to the polls. The city uses the most recent provincial voters list, finalized on August 23, 2022, to generate its list of eligible voters. If you are not on the voters list or did not receive a voter's card, you can still register at any polling location on general voting day or advance voting days. To register at the polling station, you need to bring two pieces of ID that show who you are and where you live, one of which must contain your signature. Examples include a BC care card, BC driver's license, birth certificate, property tax notice, Canadian passport, and more. For a full list, see the City of New Westminster Voters Guide. If you only have one piece of identification, you can swear a declaration at the polling station. What if accessibility is an issue? Most polling stations in New Westminster are wheelchair accessible. You can check out the city's map of polling stations, with accessibility details. If you can't enter the polling station, you can have someone ask the election staff on site to assist you to vote near the voting place, such as in your car. What if I need help to vote? If you need help to mark your ballot or require help with translation, ask for the presiding election official in charge at the polling station. You can choose to have the presiding election official help you mark your ballot. All election officials must take an oath to keep ballots secret. Bring someone to the polling station to help you. This person will have to take an oath of secrecy, given by the presiding election official. Request curbside voting at the polling station. Can I vote by mail in New Westminster? Yes, you can, for the very first time in New West municipal history, but you needed to apply for a ballot by October 6 in order to qualify, so if you haven't already done so, it's too late. However, if you still have your ballot kit and need to return it, it's not too late. You can drop it off at election headquarters, that's City Hall, 511 Royal Avenue, any time before 8 p.m. on Saturday, October 15. If you want to drop it off this evening, Friday, or early tomorrow morning, you can drop it in the mail slot at the Queens Avenue entrance of City Hall. If you'd like to return it in person, you can hand deliver it to City Hall. Use the Queens Avenue, north side, doors, which will be open to the public. Note: ballots received after 8 p.m. on October 15 will not be counted. Check out everything you need to know about voting by mail in New Westminster. Who is eligible to vote in the New Westminster local election? If you live in New Westminster, you can vote if you are 18 years or older on voting day, a Canadian citizen, a resident of BC for at least 6 months before the day you vote, and not disqualified from voting by any statute or law. Can I vote if I own property in New Westminster? If you don't live in New Westminster but you own property in the city, you may be eligible to vote as a non-resident property elector. Note that you must be a registered owner of property in New Westminster for at least 30 days before the day of registration, and that only one registered owner for each property is entitled to vote. If a property has more than one registered owner, that one voter needs the written consent of the majority of owners. Check the city's website for full qualification details for non-resident property electors and an online registration form. Got other questions about voting in New Westminster? The City of New Westminster has published a comprehensive voter's guide that should answer them. Follow Julie McClellan on Twitter at juliamcclellan.email, Julie, jmcclellan@newwestrecord.ca.